So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Wednesday afternoon, the day before Thanksgiving, November 26th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Tonight is one of the biggest bar nights of the year as Blackout Wednesday draws big crowds seeking reunion, celebration, and a festive kickoff to the holiday weekend. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, today is like Black Friday for grocery stores as people finish their final shopping for tomorrow's big Thanksgiving feast. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Phil Lempert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com, based in Los Angeles. Phil, thank you for joining us today. And generally, how much will a grocery store in a big city, you know, on average, how much can it clear on a day like today?
Well, Rob, you know, you hit the nail on the head. If you can get people into your store today, they're going to come back for Christmas, for Hanukkah, for Kwanzaa, for New Year's, and for Super Bowl. So this is probably the most important shopping day for supermarkets.
And then when it comes to moving people through the store, I would imagine everybody who's showing up to grab that, you know, maybe the turkey or some last-minute sides or just something else you need for your Thanksgiving meal, that everybody is acting with purpose. So very few lollygaggers in the store, and you can probably move people through the store quickly.
Absolutely. And also keep in mind that if you haven't bought your turkey yet and you're buying a frozen turkey, you're in trouble. It takes 3 to 4 days for a turkey, frozen turkey, to defrost in a refrigerator. So you might want to, you know, think about buying a fresh turkey, even though they're much more expensive this year.
Now, I will say this. I went to the local Costco yesterday because we had to get fresh turkey for our Thanksgiving dinner. And I was like everybody else. I had a plan. I was in and out of the Niles Costco in 15 minutes. And this is 2 days before Thanksgiving. So chances, if you're shopping today, Phil, advice from a pro, I would imagine, do the store a favor and go in there with a plan.
Absolutely. Have that shopping list. Also, you know, what's interesting is restaurant reservations are up this year about 13% according to OpenTable. So I think that what a lot of people are deciding to do this year is probably not have this big gathering with 10, 15 people, but, you know, two or four people going out to a restaurant.
It's 12 o'clock in Chicago, 12:07 specifically. So what is prime time for last-minute shoppers on the day before Thanksgiving? Is it in the morning? Is it in the afternoon? Or is it in the early evening?
It's really in the morning before that store gets too busy. And also, let's not forget that Thanksgiving, there's a lot of products that are out of stock. So you don't want to wait till the last minute.
And what is the most common last-minute item? Is it somebody trying to pick up an extra side, or is it somebody realizing, oh, wait a minute, we don't have the case of beer that we thought we did, and they're just trying to get some last-minute refreshments?
Well, I don't think it's beer, and I don't think it's sides. I think it's pies, because what people want to do is they want to get the freshest pie possible. So that's not something that, unless you're getting a frozen pie and you're going to heat it up yourself, but that's not something that people are buying, you know, days ahead. They're looking for those deals, you know, up to the last minute.
Phil Lempert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com, based in Los Angeles, thank you for joining us today. Coming up tonight is the unofficial kickoff to the holiday weekend, fueled by nostalgia reunions and plenty of drinks. We'll talk about that next.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Bars across the country are bracing for one of their busiest nights of the year. The so-called Blackout Wednesday, also known as Drinksgiving, draws crowds of friends returning home from the holiday. Joining us to discuss is Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago. Doug, thank you for joining us today. And the image that is portrayed of someone who participates in Blackout Wednesday is someone who maybe is reuniting with friends from high school. They're just got out of college, or maybe they moved away to start their career. They're back home with their parents, and they're reconnecting with some old friends from the neighborhood. Is that an accurate assessment?
I think very accurate. If I think about when I was a freshman and I came back from New Orleans, we couldn't wait, obviously, to see our friends, and this was the night to do it. And it's a great night. It's a fun night. It's a great night for those people, obviously, who have bars. A recent study, in fact, I'll just give you a number here, that drinking of liquor or alcohol is up 156% over a typical Wednesday. And that when you look at cocktails and beer, it's up over 60% on a typical Wednesday. So big day, big night, and even bigger than New Year's Eve.
Now, Doug, I asked this question of Phil Lempert regarding, you know, how big of a deal on the financial calendar is the day before Thanksgiving and how much a typical grocery store could clear on a day like today. How much does a bar make on a day like today?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. Obviously, it depends on the size of the bar. It depends on, obviously, where the bar is located, if it's, for instance, on Rush Street or if it's in River North, or is it in a suburb? But I would say, as far as I think you probably are up probably 30 to 35% over what you normally would be doing as far as bringing that to the bottom line, because as we know, liquor, beer, and wine has a very, very low cost to it.
In Chicago, is this a city or a suburban phenomenon? I mean, is this a case where you know, people who live in the city, you know, they're the ones who are in the suburbs taking part in Blackout Wednesday?
Well, originally it did start actually here in Chicago. I mean, spread throughout the country. It did start in the western suburbs. But this is a phenomenon that's happening everywhere right now. As far as it would be downtown Chicago, it would be out in the northern suburbs, western. It's really everywhere tonight. Obviously, a little bit difficult from a weather standpoint, but that being said, people brave it. And I think also not only kids. I think there's a stress that comes along with Thanksgiving, and as a result, people get out and just say, "Hey, listen, I'm going to do some pre-gaming before Thanksgiving, especially if I have to deal with my Uncle Fred." And go out and enjoy myself regardless of what your age is.
Is it possible that we could see a little bit of pickup this year? Because last week we had a segment about how Gen Z, which was the sober curious generation, actually is starting to catch up to their older siblings when it comes to alcohol consumption. And one potential driver of that trend is that Gen Z didn't really have a typical college social life because of COVID-19. So it took a couple of years for them to catch up to everybody else. And could that be reflected in the numbers this evening?
Good point. I think Gen Z obviously are controlling a lot of what's transpiring today in the hospitality industry. As far as making up for lost time, certainly could be the case. But I think what's happening just in general is that there's people are feel the need right now more than ever to celebrate. And this is sort of the beginning of the celebratory time for the season. And I think this is when you're going to see it right now.
And lastly, Doug, this is the public service announcement portion of the interview. Of course, if you are partaking on this Blackout Wednesday or Drinksgiving, make sure you have a plan to get home and that you are not behind the wheel and overserved, because the police are out there and they are looking for you. And does the prevalence of Uber and other rideshare apps make it easier for bar patrons to have that plan if they're going out?
Yeah, I mean, that's very true. I have one of my sons as a first responder, and unfortunately, 55% increase in alcohol-related accidents tonight, and also 60% on Sunday. So, you know, let's be careful out there, really. It is not for the brave to be brave. Don't get behind the wheel, and stay smart.
Yeah, once again, that ride home is just a click away on one of the many rideshare apps. Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, Thanksgiving travel gets easier on the wallet as gas prices drop to its lowest level in years.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
This show, let's just call it this way, it's a nutritionally balanced show on this day before Thanksgiving. That's because we're hitting all the major food groups. We talked about holiday grocery shopping. We talked about people going out to the bars. And now let's talk about people who are traveling this Thanksgiving, especially people who are driving, because they are getting a little gift this holiday season with gas prices dropping to their lowest levels since the pandemic. Joining us to discuss is Phil Flynn, senior market analyst with the Price Group in Chicago. Phil, thank you for joining us today. 82 million Americans will hit the road over this Thanksgiving holiday, and maybe they're driving to their destination or they're driving to the airport. And what can they expect if they drive past the gas station?
Well, I expect to be behind most of them because I usually get stuck in traffic when I'm in a hurry, right? So that's usually my problem. But, hey, I think they're going to love the gas prices, right? Especially if you get out of the state of Illinois, right, where the gas prices are a lot higher than the national average. But I think people that are going to visit states where gas prices are really cheap, of course, here in Chicago area in Illinois is definitely high because of the taxes, but it's great. I mean, this is the best of both worlds. We're coming into the holiday. People have been financially stressed, so lower gasoline prices are perfect, and it puts you in that holiday mood, right? And the weather definitely is going to put us into the holiday mood one way or another, right? So this is going to have a big impact, I think, when we talk about the record demand. You know, is the inclement weather going to keep people back? But, you know, whether you're going over the river or through the woods, you know, by trains, planes, or automobile, prices are cheaper. And so traveling is the way to go this holiday season.
Yeah, 2024 and 2025 now share the distinction of marking the lowest Thanksgiving gas prices since the pandemic. And even though you point out, you know, different states have different taxes, different cities have different taxes, directionally, it's all telling the same story.
It really is. I mean, you look at U.S. energy production, even though it's struggling with the lower oil prices, it continues to be strong. And you look at the fact that our prices are low while we're supplying the rest of the world with diesel fuel and gasoline. You know, what's amazing to me is that we're keeping these prices low, but we exported, you know, over 7 million barrels of gasoline and diesel last week to the rest of the world. So we've really become the refiner to the world. U.S. energy producers producing a lot of oil, and that's really a good thing. And, you know, probably the most wonderful thing to be thankful for is if we can get a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, because that, even the talk of that, has put downward pressure on prices. Because, you know, if we get a peace deal, it's going to be less geopolitical risk. That's going to take the price of oil down even more. If you lift sanctions on Russian oil, that means we could get into a new era of low gasoline prices that could stick around even as we get into summer.
Phil Flynn, senior market analyst with the Price Group in Chicago.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. The markets are substantially higher once again today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Victoria Fernandez, Chief Market Strategist at Crossmark Global Investments in Houston. Victoria, thank you for joining us today. 1% gains across the board, or close to 1% gains across the board, and the VIX is low once again. What is driving this rally this week?
You know, it's an interesting question because there's nothing particularly new out there that is saying, great, we can all be risk on at this point in time. There just seems to be a rotation of concerns that we see from investors and from the market. So AI is really the driving force of any kind of market movement. There's concerns around how much CapEx these companies want to spend. Then we get good earnings from some of the companies and we think everything will be good. And there's questions around how they're going to fund a lot of this capital that they want to spend. But I think when investors take a step back and they say, well, wait a minute, earnings have been really strong, perhaps inflation report that we got this week, not as high as what some people thought it might be. So there's a little bit of green shoots in this economy as we head into the holiday.
And how much of this, because the last couple of weeks, you know, there was a bit of selling going on because of those AI concerns, and that some of the, maybe this is a pre-Black Friday shopping, as it were. Some of these high flyers in tech and in AI, all of a sudden their stock price was coming back to earth. And how much of this is a case of investors buying the dip?
There's definitely some of that out there. If you are underweight those names and you want to catch up to where the benchmarks are, if you weren't exposed to them, the price coming down is an opportunity for people to step in and start picking up some of the names. The valuations have come down significantly from where they were before. So I do think there is a little bit of Black Friday shopping going on here. And plus, you're getting close to the end of the year, so people are repositioning their portfolios somewhat as well. So that all plays into it.
Now, this is the Friday before a holiday, in a long holiday weekend. There will be some trading on Friday, of course. And when we come up to a point in time in which a lot of the heavy hitters, they're already at the beach house or the vacation home, they're traveling, they're going someplace for the long holiday weekend. And how does that impact market behavior? I mean, obviously the computers don't take a day off that actually execute the trades, but with a lot of the players already, they have Thanksgiving on their mind. How does that impact market behavior, especially this afternoon?
Yeah, it does. And in addition to people just being gone for vacation, a lot of people have done some tax loss harvesting. So there's a little bit of a hold on what they can buy in their portfolios right now. And it makes volume a lot less in the market. So we would recommend that if you didn't have to trade right now, then you wouldn't, especially with the market up the way it is currently. If we had a pullback and you get an opportunity to go in and buy something at a good value, you could do that. But with volumes low, we typically tend to hold off unless we really have to trade.
Now, when Mariah Carey is on the radio, Victoria, one's thoughts turn to the Santa Claus rally, at least mine do. I don't know about you, but since December 1st is next week, when can we start talking about the Santa Claus rally?
I think you talking about it now? Because maybe we're already seeing a little bit of that with the bounce back that we've seen. You know, we had about a 5% correction in the market over the last couple of weeks, and now we see that little bit of a rebound. So I think perhaps Santa is starting to come a little bit earlier, or we're hearing Mariah sing a little bit here this week. And I would anticipate that as long as we have this risk on and good seasonality in the markets right now, then we'll probably continue to see them do well from now to the end of the year, and that typical Santa Claus rally will hold on. We'll have to see as we head into the new year what kind of reports we get in regards to earnings and in regards to what consumer spending looked like over the holiday season. That could be where we shift a little bit.
Victoria Fernandez, Chief Market Strategist at Crossmark Global Investments in Houston, Texas. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up next in Personal Finance Wednesday, after the Thanksgiving feast, families might consider tackling a tough but important topic, future finances and plans for mom and dad as they get older. We'll talk about that next.
Cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday, sponsored by Consumer Credit Union. After Thanksgiving dinner, it can be a good opportunity for families to discuss future finances, wishes, and plans for aging parents. It's a sober topic, but having a clear plan before the inevitable can ease confusion and help in an already difficult time. With us to discuss is Carolyn McClanahan, founder of Life Planning Partners in Jacksonville, Florida. Carolyn, thank you for joining us on the program today. And first off, you heard that weather report. So from your perch in Jacksonville, How hard did you laugh during the when we're talking about 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts and wind chills in the teens?
All I have to say is you guys have great constitution to be able to survive that weather. I would die there. It's beautiful here.
Well, I'm glad it's always sunny in Florida, Carolyn. Now, yesterday on the program, we talked about using Thanksgiving dinner as an opportunity to plan a multi-generational family vacation. Now, let's say you've already got that out of the way and you want to talk about family finances. How can you do it in such a way that it's productive and that people aren't pining for someone to bring up politics?
No, yeah. Well, to me, talking about finance is way more productive than talking about politics these days, especially. And so the first thing that families should do, you know, children tend to worry about whether their parents are okay. Sometimes parents hold their cards close to their vest and don't want to tell kids what they have. And so the way I like for kids to start the conversation is, Mom and Dad, we love you very much. And we just want to make sure that you're financially okay for aging and to know what your plans are if there comes a time where we need to help you, or not just with the finances, but with all the other issues that come along with aging. And that just opens it up, saying you care about them, you love them, and you just want to know what's what so you can plan appropriately.
And then some of the items for conversation, there's just basic stuff that, quite frankly, we should all have together. You shouldn't ask somebody else. Where are the financial documents? How can you access them? Who are your important contacts? What are the passwords? What are the phone numbers? Just making sure it's all in one place.
Yeah, well, the first step is, one, making sure that everybody has their ducks in a row. Do they have their wills and their power of attorney documents and their health care surrogates? And not only have they done the documents, have they made sure that everything's titled correctly and that the beneficiaries are listed correctly? It's great to know where they store all that stuff. Every family is a little different about how they're going to share passwords or the current financial information. You know, if you have kids that are struggling, you may not want them to know your finances. If, you know, you have great kids, you may not have to worry. You can share all the information up front. But everybody needs to know the mechanism of how that information is going to be shared if something happens.
And of course, we're talking about doing this after the Thanksgiving meal, not to be a real buzzkill, but the simple fact of the matter is this may be one of the few times in the year in which the entire family is under one roof.
Oh, no, you're exactly right. And it's always better to have these conversations in person. And for me as a financial planner, it's funny because I have some of my most meaningful meetings with clients around the Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays because everybody's there. And so we often, with families that have aging parents, do a multi-generational meeting just to make sure everybody's on the same page about what's going to happen financially and who's going to be in charge of the logistics. But the other conversation is what happens if people start facing not just cognitive decline, but physical decline where they can no longer take care of themselves. And just, you know, that preemptive planning saves so much angst and it prevents reactive decisions that could be expensive. So yes, they are hard conversations, but you know, when people are in person, it makes them a lot easier.
Carolyn McClanahan, founder of Life Planning Partners in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up, pizza shops will be buzzing tonight, rivaling some of their biggest days of the year. We'll go in-depth next.
Cashing in with conversation, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Tonight is also one of the busiest nights of the year for pizza parlors across the country, rivaling even Halloween and the Super Bowl for delivery and takeout demand. We welcome in Brian Tondrick, founder and owner of Bartoli's Pizzeria in Chicago, two locations, Roscoe Village and Westtown. Brian, thank you for joining us today. And how does the Wednesday before Thanksgiving stack up to not only a typical Wednesday, but just one of the bigger event nights of the year?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the bigger nights of the year. It, I would say it's more like a busy Friday night versus a typical Wednesday, which is obviously much slower than a Friday. I think what happens is obviously everybody's so busy trying to get ready for Thanksgiving and doing all their shopping and getting all their food prepared that they don't want to spend the time to cook their own dinner. So they're just ordering out. It's kind of similar to like a Halloween type of night.
Is this a fairly recent phenomenon or has this been the case over many years?
Well, we've been in business 13 years and it's been typically busy every day, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So it's been an ongoing thing. It's not a new phenomenon.
And then for Bartoli's, you know, you'd say it's very similar to a busy Friday night. How much does, you know, without getting, you know, into the nitty gritty details, how much are you expecting to clear this evening just based on all those people ordering pizzas?
Well, numbers wise, I mean, again, we're expecting a couple hundred tickets tonight, and I can't give you an exact number. It's hard to say, but it's like I said, it's probably compared to a busy Friday night, and that's a great night. And obviously, since we're closed on Thanksgiving, it helps the restaurants.
And so. Then, I mean, you mentioned that you know, a lot of people get pizza for pragmatic reasons. You know, they're cooking a big meal tomorrow. They don't want to cook tonight. They may have hungry travelers coming in, and you just, you know, order the pizza and wait 30 minutes for the pizza to show up or for someone to go get it, as opposed to cooking the meal yourself. But for a lot of families, it sounds like this is now their Thanksgiving tradition, almost as much as doing a turkey trot tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, I think people they're so busy at home trying to get prepared for the holiday that delivery is like the perfect thing for them. So it's kind of a pizza tradition. It's like Pizza Friday, but it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So yeah, it's definitely a delivery night.
Brian Tondrick, founder and owner of Bartoli's Pizzeria in Chicago, Roscoe Village and Westtown. Thank you for joining us today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.